Back and better than ever, Greeny. On ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Bubba.
I did get up.
Nuno.
I did get up.
But I'm tired.
But I'm tired.
Hashtag.
I did get up.
I need a nap.
I'm doing NBA tonight. No radio.
It's a big day.
Soup day.
Well, I don't know if you know this, Jonathan, but
what's that?
It is super week. It is not just super day. It is not just super 2 days. It is not just a super long weekend.
Oh,
it
congrats.
Is super week. Super week here, Jonathan.
It's Black and Abdallah. Bop, 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 bop. What's up, fellas?
Where's
Hello?
Your partner?
Who?
Your partner. Where did he go?
She's at home.
No, and hey. Not Michelle. We
nobody asked you to chime in from the club.
She's at home.
Adam was just at the club last strobe light.
She's at home. I feel like it. I've been up since 4:30 this morning.
Oh, you too?
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, mine was to feed a baby.
I saw your tweet early.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
It's weird because like we're trying to like figure out a rhythm here, right?
Yeah.
With Whitney and I and feeding the baby. And we got to switch up when I'm in for Greeny.
You know what,
because like waking up at 4:30 or 5 and then trying to go back to sleep for an hour does not work.
You know what works best is cool. We just leave some food out in a bowl. And
that's for the dog.
We can't
even do that for our dog. We can't do that for our dog. Our dog will eat the whole thing.
No, the other half to Cap and Jay Hood.
Oh, Cap? Oh, he's gone.
He's got a thing.
Oh, this was on the schedule, though. This was not a surprise crosstalk. This was on the schedule.
As a proud DePaul University alum, he has something at the university.
Oh.
He went to DePaul?
Apparently.
Nope.
Apparently
he went to Ohio State.
And therein lies. I thought he went to Clemson.
No, he went to, like, Hamlin.
He did. So he has something going on, and so he's going to take care of that right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. This was on the schedule, right?
You guys?
Yeah.
Tomorrow's wasn't, but now we're letting you know that we're in tomorrow.
Boom, tomorrow. What up?
We're in tomorrow for Greeny as
well. So we won't be okey-doked with Carlin and Canty?
No, no.
And I like those guys. It's just that when they pop up out of nowhere, it's a pop-up Canty.
Well, it's different. It's different because you get the music and then you get the, let me tell you, and you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I thought we were back and better than ever, guys. What are we doing here?
Easy, Carlin. You got to know to the drill. It's back and better than ever.
Come on.
It's Canty that is heavy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, when he speaks, there's immediacy for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you about this. Like, ho.
Man.
Ho.
Settle.
Settle down,
Canty.
Settle. He's got the immediacy for whatever reason. Everything is urgent with Chris Canty. So no okie doke. Greeny, not here, but you guys are here.
We're here.
Yeah, we're here.
And so, you know, as I'm flying in from Carbondale, I see my phone blow up with all these Woj bombs and Chris Haynes bombs and everything else about Kevin Durant. To me, Adam, when I look at the NBA, the most interesting thing is just all of the rumor, innuendo, the conjecture, the movement, the drama is more interesting than the regular season. That's something the NFL can't get to. The NFL can't get to that kind of drama because it's like, wait a minute, Kyrie's just going to bounce, KD's just going to bounce. I think it's really fascinating.
It tries to, right? The NFL tries as hard as it can. The NFL has already taken over every single month. Every single month. Next month, March 1st, is the opening of free agency, the combine, all that stuff, and then the drafts in April, and then we go to training camp, and then like the NFL has something every single month, basically except for like May. It's the only month where they're like, no, we're going to Cabo. Like, we're not going to do anything in May, but there might be a story. But you start seeing now where, like, the T. Higgins rumors come out.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers, is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Like, it's only a few. It's not, like, the complete reshaping. But we're talking about, in the NFL, out of the 10 teams at the top of the draft, 7 out of the 10 I could make a case need a new quarterback or could look at a new quarterback.
Sure.
And that kind of, now Brady took himself out for now, but that kind of quarterback carousel and, you know, disgruntled wide receiver, the disgruntled wide receiver has now become the disgruntled NBA player.
That's fair to say, isn't it? I mean, but the conjecture and the questions about the quarterback situation in the NFL starts over our shoulder. All these TV shows, and Colin Cowherd talking about quarterback play every day for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Right?
But the difference is, in the NBA, you can flip. Like, what the Nets have done now have acquired what the Bulls should have, are 4 first-round picks. They got 3 first-round picks and a swap in 20, whatever it is.
Well, the problem with that is the Bulls are afraid.
Yes.
They're afraid of getting to a point where they're at the bottom so they can build back up. Like, that's how the franchise has been ran for since Jordan. Last 30 years, the way they run their franchises, they're desperately afraid of empty seats. The only time they've made a move of impact as far as the organizational structure or making moves came on the heels of fans not going to the UC. And what did that get us? A flimsy 500 ball club, and then their point guard goes down, and all of a sudden they're sub 500 for over a year in Lonzo Ball. So, like, that is what they're afraid of.
Yeah.
And you're right, Adam. What the Nets did was, and we talked about it on Black and Abdallah earlier this week, mm-hmm. when the Kyrie Irving trade went down, mm-hmm. I said to you, all right, well, here we go. Next up, Kevin Durant. Yeah. Here's the story. He had a meeting with Joe Tsai, and the meeting went well, according to sources. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what did I say to you? I said, well, the trade deadline is in 2 days, and that's enough time for him to be disgruntled and to be shipped to somewhere else.
Well, what does went well mean? Does went well mean we both want you out? Like, I want out, you want out. That goes well, doesn't it? It's a mutual breakup.
And the other thing with Phoenix acquiring Kevin Durant, the most underreported aspect of the Kyrie Irving trade conversations was that Phoenix was willing to move Chris Paul to Brooklyn for Kyrie Irving.
That's correct, straight up.
So Chris Paul is now there with Durant. They can't play any defense, by the way. No, so right. It's going to be Ayton who can't play defense with Durant and Chris Paul.
What did you say about Ayton?
Ayton can't play defense.
Carm won't be happy with that. What's this whole thing about DeAndre Ayton?
Well, I'm just telling you.
I don't like that.
He doesn't play very well defense. Okay. Right. As a big, he's someone that needs to cover for others on the perimeter. He doesn't do that. Okay. So when you look at they trade away their two best players. Yep. They trade away four first-round picks.
Yeah.
And they have all that money dedicated to Paul and Kevin Durant now. They're not going to win the West. On paper, last night, it looks great. In a tweet from Woj, where you have the Photoshop of Durant there.
In a Suns uniform.
With Booker and Paul. Like, it looks beautiful. Great tweet, Woj. That's fantastic. They're not winning this year.
No, but the
and
point
their future is ruined, too. So, like, for Brooklyn.
But they're trying.
Your point is
doesn't
right.
Matter.
Brooklyn has now reset everything, and they're ready to go.
We saw they redid it, and then we saw the Jazz do the same thing, right? We saw now how many picks did the Jazz have coming up here? A ton of picks.
They just acquired like four more.
That's the point, is that even because the move that the Lakers made, sending the 2027 pick, is what we were talking about that the Bulls could get. Mm-hmm. Like, the Bulls should have gone out there and said, hey, Zach LaVine ain't it. What can we get for him? Oh, you can get two future firsts and unload Westbrook? Fine. Let's just forget it. If what you think of Westbrook, I don't care. That doesn't matter. Acquire the assets of the 2027 and 2029 pick, because then you need to. That's what you need. You need to acquire the assets so then you can make a move for Durant. So then you can make a move for Luka if he becomes disgruntled. You can make a move for whoever it is. You just need to have the ammo, and that's something they've never had.
Well, let's talk about the Western Conference, because the reason why the Suns make this deal is because they believe that the West can be had.
Yeah.
Whenever you think of Denver, Chris, and we've been watching Denver for a long time, who doesn't like Jokic? They will run out of gas at the end. They could run out of gas in the Western Conference. No, I'm just saying, like, how many years we have to go through this where you like Denver and then they run out of gas in the playoffs?
No, I was raising my hand to who doesn't like Jokic.
Yeah.
I was like,
the numbers are. I mean, I'm not going to turn
MVP,
a blind eye.
Really?
Well, I'm not going to turn a blind eye to the production. I mean, it is what it is.
It's great production, right. But you could argue for the two seasons that he won MVP that he wasn't the best player in either season they won it.
That's fine, but I'm talking about the team.
And this is probably another season for that.
I'm just talking about the team.
Yeah.
And led by Jokic, that team will run out of gas. That's what I believe. Now, when you have the combination you have now with the Dallas Mavericks, with Kyrie Irving and Luka, Luka is ball dominant. You sure that Kyrie and Luka can exist? Maybe they can coexist for the short term, but what else do you have on that Dallas team? What else do you have defensively that could be able to say Dallas will be one of the top teams in the West? And so from there, Golden State, maybe they're just lying back and maybe we'll see what happens. But I don't see them having a run here, Chris. I don't think they're going to have a run like we think they can. So this is why I think that Phoenix says, let's go for it now. If they don't win the West or if they don't win the championship, it is true that their future is ruined. And by the way, a great job by the new owner. Your first move, Isaiah Thomas in the front office. Well, good luck with that.
And then he had to backtrack and say, well, we're not really talking to Isaiah Thomas for a move in the for the front office.
Well,
because he started to get grilled by reporters who were like, are you serious?
Yeah.
You're bringing Isaiah Thomas in? Okay. It doesn't matter. He has a safe landing spot on NBA TV because
it's fine.
It doesn't matter. There's no ethics there. So it's good. I don't know. I agree with you. I think the West is open.
What are you saying about 3D there in that spot? No ethics.
Poor 3D.
What about Dennis Scott?
They always prop him up at a game where he's sitting alone. The broadcast is in the studio, and they go to, here's Dennis Scott.
Hey, guys.
Here you go. And he's like, well, I'm reporting on the scene. What is this? It's like ESPN's coverage of the Aussie Open, where they actually don't send a broadcast crew to the event. It's unbelievable.
But look at the West, though.
Yeah, I know. It's wide open. I don't disagree with you. The Clippers are intriguing. Sacramento probably doesn't have the staying power to be a team to get to the conference finals.
Quite a story,
Memphis
though, huh?
is the young group that has a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
They're probably the favorite. I get it that Denver's the number one team right now by a wide margin, by 4.5 games.
You know what that is, though.
To me, Denver is easy to figure out in a playoff series.
Yes.
They are a very good team in the regular season.
That's right.
But Jokic away from the basket is easy for other teams to manipulate each and every time down the floor. So defensively, they're not going to be as good in a playoff series. And that's where you get the other pieces that have to step up. Porter, Gordon, like those guys, I don't know if those guys could lead when Jokic is being neutralized based on his inability to play defense on the other end. So the West is wide open. Phoenix has a shot. I just don't know if it's an automatic Phoenix gets to the finals because they trade for Kevin Durant.
But to me, that doesn't matter.
It's one shot.
But to me, that doesn't matter. They're trying. Like, that's the difference. They saw, like, this ain't it, and they're making a move. What's our best possible move? Trade for Durant right now. We have him under control for a few years until he gets pissed off or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But we still have him for a few years, and we've got however old Chris Paul is. You still have Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, right? Like, you still have those two guys, and you've got Ayton, even if he doesn't play defense. You saw it's fine.
I'm going to be mad.
My point is that, like, the Bulls are never the, like, and look at how AK's built teams before. Does he take huge swings?
He does not.
No, he doesn't. He builds a core and he tries to add to that core. So, like, if you thought the Bulls were going to go out and make this huge deal, everything says that they weren't. Like, you can go on the ESPN.com and say, see the trades we'd love to see and go in your little trade machine and make little trades and you know, tweet us who says no and all that kind of stuff. They're not going to do anything. That's not how AK is.
I agree. I don't expect anything. I like to hear something on your show where there's some kind of movement. But when we say big splash, there's two ways to go at it, Adam. Either you're going to add to this core by doing something for now in the future or unplug this thing.
Yeah.
Because you're just stuck right now.
You have to.
You're stuck.
And I'd have been fine getting rid of Zach and DeRozan or whatever it is and getting a bunch of picks and just having those assets and saying, guess what? We're just going to be bad the rest of the year, but we've got a bunch of picks. We've got a bunch of assets and we're just going to be you got to be ready. You always have to be ready because you never know. At 1 a.m., you get an alert that Durant was traded and you're like, what the hell? AK's sleeping. Like, what's going on?
You know, something you guys said this morning that I think is 100% right is the Bulls paid a player to be their highest paid guy this offseason with the expectation that he continues to get better.
Max LaVine. That was yours, by the way, first. Thank you.
Thank you.
Copyright it.
Yeah, absolutely. Even copyright. When you hear it on the other station, copyright. I'm the one that said it first.
Copyright Black and Dog Incorporated.
Yeah. So when you see Zach play this season, has he developed at all? And I would say 2 years ago, remember when he was getting a little chesty at media day saying that he was going to play defense? Remember that when he was talking trash to the media that, you know, people knock my defense, but I'm going to play defense now?
Yep.
How long did that last? One road trip?
Yep.
Right? Like
mm-hmm.
2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And halfway through the first season after he said that, he was back to not playing
it's like,
good defense.
And, it's like having a New Year's resolution.
I disagree with what Cap said. Cap said that he's a good on-the-ball defender. What is Cap watching?
Get out of here.
And I'm going to say it right now because Cap left. Crosstalk. I would say it to his face. What is he saying? A good on-the-ball defender. Are you kidding me?
He said that. I didn't hear that.
He said to you, Shay, didn't he say that earlier today?
On-the-ball defender.
I think I heard him.
He's not a good team defensive guy, but he's a good on-the-ball defender because he's athletic. He's not. He's trash defensively.
He scores 25, gives up 30.
Yeah.
He scores 25, he gives up 30, and those 20 and 23 of those 25 come in the first two quarters.
That's correct, sir.
Like, that's the correct problem. Where's he been in the fourth quarter of games this year? Against good teams.
But what? Let's go back to what Chris said at the beginning of all this. The Bulls are afraid of empty seats. That's Damn. Why. That's why LaVine and yeah. I, and when I told Cap, I said what the Bulls did, Adam, is that they signed. They wanted to make this big splash in their minds of getting LaVine. Because they need to have something. They want to have something to say, okay, if we have LaVine, at least as an attraction, a guy that can score 25 points a game. But at the same time, when you look at it as a whole, you sign a player that's between 25 and 30
mm-hmm.
as far as players that you'd want in the NBA.
But
that's what you've done.
But here's the other thing.
I don't know if 30, because wasn't there an NBA ranks that came out this season and they had Zach in like the 70s?
Yeah.
I don't know if he qualifies as a top 30 guy anymore.
And also,
I think he's 30.
Who wants to play with him?
I don't know the
answer.
He's not
making others better.
Who wants to play with him? Who looks at this team and goes, yeah, that team. I want to go there.
You know what? In this situation, because of Zach LaVine, because he'd be a third option or fourth option in a good team, he'd be the one to have to fit in. The organization would have to be the sell for the team.
But why didn't Durant go, you know what? Suns are fine. I'm going to the Bulls. Like, I want to go to Chicago. I like DeRozan. I like Alex Caruso. I like Zach LaVine. I'm going there. No one wants to play with Zach LaVine. No one looks at this team and goes, you know what? I can take this team over the top. No one's doing that.
Is that fair?
Yeah, they're stuck. They're stuck.
I would imagine that we get to just under 4 hours from now, and the move is maybe a trade for Jay Crowder. And that's
I don't know. Westbrook's everyone not in the league here. Wants Jay Crowder.
Westbrook's not coming here.
Milwaukee wants Jay Crowder.
He's getting
Crowder.
A buyout. He's going to the Clippers.
There's teams out west that want Jay Crowder. I'm sure he would look really nice alongside Draymond Green and Klay Thompson and Golden State.
Yes.
A lot of people want Jay Crowder.
I can see TNT or ESPN flexing into the Clippers-Laker game if Westbrook goes in the same building with the Lakers. That was a disaster too. I love the idea that Westbrook was still hunting for his own shots on LeBron night.
Are you okay with Russ being signed here?
No. That's it for 30 games.
You know what's crazy about Russell Westbrook basketballs?
For 30 games?
I'm watching SportsCenter last night, and God forbid that Woj gives us some breaking news late in the evening. Clearly disrupted SVP and his trip home. Did you hear him make that comment?
No.
He was like, "Oh well, yuck." Oh, you couldn't have waited for me to get home before you tweeted this, Woj? Sorry, Scott Van Pelt, in your evening show. You just wanted to get out of there. How about the rest of us who are enjoying some live breaking news coverage?
Whoa. He's don't
God forbid.
Don't step on the toes of the eighth bad beat of the week.
I'm not kidding. They were doing winners.
I like
and
it.
The Woj news is blowing up.
Spice.
And I'm like, is this pre-recorded? And then winners ends.
Yeah.
Well, and we go to Woj. Mm-hmm. You couldn't have waited for me to get home here?
Oh, man.
And then Woj is, like, disheveled because he's in the middle of the... He calls Scott Van Pelt Kevin.
Oh, you think so? Kevin? He thinks he's on with Kevin Nagani.
I thought this was the overnight crew. What's going on?
I'm like... Man,
Kevin.
I'm about this. It's late. We got breaking NBA news.
Yeah,
Let's get some coverage here. All right. But did you hear Windhorse suggest that nobody may want Russell Westbrook and this may be the end of his career?
What? No.
Windhorse suggested that.
Why would he?
He suggested that.
Why would he say that?
Oh. Maybe he has some information, some news.
Well, his point is that his skill set does not match up with being a productive player anymore. And he's had so many opportunities now to change a little and to contribute to teams. And each time in the last 5 years, the team realizes that he is exactly what he is and he's not going to change. So. Which it brings back to a conversation that you and I have had for years. It's like, I enjoy watching the greats.
Yeah.
Change like Jason Kidd at the end, Vince Carter at the end.
Became a defensive stopper with Memphis.
You play defense. Yeah. You do like because Russell Westbrook, if he was using all that energy to be a defensive guy and a fast break guy, he would have a role in the league.
That's correct.
But instead, he's out there doing his own one-on-one game and not really facilitating for others. And there's. Like when I heard Windhorse say that, I was surprised. I was like, wow, could you imagine if nobody wants Russell Westbrook and he just kind of like fades into the background?
Someone's going to take him. Someone's going to sign him.
I thought it was interesting.
Someone will sign him.
Yeah, but it was, you know, poor Woj. Woj couldn't have just waited 5 more minutes.
Come on, Woj.
So Bad Beats could get off the air and then We would have no live coverage of Durant being traded to the Suns.
He's so bad on TV. He doesn't know who he's talking to. He thinks it's Kevin Connors.
Kevin?
He thinks it's Kevin Nagandi. He has no idea.
I have a live Zoom with Durant? Kevin.
So I don't know.
It was funny.
I'll get out of your way, guys. You guys got a great show.
Think we're going to have news?
Tyler will be in for you at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll look forward to around 6:50. Tyler will have a song of the night, so it'll be good.
We'll see.
He'll actually do it. Yeah, no, he does it.
Yeah, he's about
he
that.
He actually does
yeah.
it.
Black and Abdallah, ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Back and better than ever, Greeny.
It's like a car shifting gears.
And better than ever, Greeny.
Nuno.
Cap's already gone. On ESPN 1000, Nuno, Soup.
It's the final soup. It's the final soup of Super Bowl week.
Soup.
The final soup.
Two soup day? No, one soup day, because it's warm, right?
One soup day. It's nice. It's okay out.
It looks nice out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's warm.
It's colder than it was yesterday.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, it's always frigid at 4 a.m.
See, but here's the Midwest thing, though. It's colder than it was yesterday. Unless you're in the sun, though. It's not bad in the sun.
Not bad in the sun.
Not bad in the sun.
Get a little sun on your face.
Not bad.
When Cap goes to Compton, he'll have plenty of sun coming up this weekend.
Oh, you're going to South Central? Where are you going?
What's that sound?
What's going on there, Abdallah? Is everything
a fine.
Okay?
It's not a fine. Do you want to know what it is?
Feeding? Do you want to know what it is?
Baby, yeah, it's my baby feeding? Might be dead. If my wife calls, it means my baby's dead. No, so
happy football Friday.
I can't do this crosstalk if he's going to talk that morbid.
Are you serious? Do you want to know what it is?
That's what it is.
Literally, my wife just texted me, sorry. Literally, okay? Here's what it is. We have this baby monitor, and it's meant for babies in cribs, and it monitors their breathing. And that alarm goes off if it doesn't detect breathing, right? Mm-hmm. The problem is, right now, we have the baby monitor and the bassinet in our room, and the surface area isn't big enough for the monitor to just monitor the crib, right? The bassinet's smaller than the crib.
Yeah.
So when someone walks by it, but the baby's not in it, it registers it as a person. And then as soon as that person is out of frame, the alarm goes off. Even though the baby's not in the bassinet.
Yeah.
So we've now discussed, my wife and I, that whenever the baby is not in the bassinet, you have to put it on standby so that doesn't happen.
Because it happened last week.
It happened last week.
We were on the
week.
Air.
She texted me sorry because she forgot to put it on standby.
Yeah.
So baby's fine, but that's
scary.
That's why she just texted sorry. And it's not scary because it happens at least once a day. But like, I'll literally be holding my baby and the alarm will go off. I'm like, I know she's not in it. She's right here.
Well, it's scary for me.
It's scary for you guys. But I think it's
Radio God baby.
Baby's fine.
Well, also sounds like what is the life alert?
It does.
It sounds like a life alert.
Well, it sounds
right?
like a
you
life alert.
You fall and you can't get up.
Or it sounds
like I'm falling and I can't
well,
get up.
It sounds like an Amber alert.
Show yours, Cap. Show it.
Yeah, it's
The funny thing is I had one when I died on the table.
I remember that.
They made me wear a thing with what my heart thing was. For like 5 years, I had to wear that stinking thing.
Well, so if it goes off, I just go to the bedroom door and go, baby, are you okay? Baby!
Yeah, Dad, I'm
baby.
Fine.
Baby! Do you need assistance, baby?
Baby!
No, she's fine. And that's evident by my wife texting sorry for not putting it on standby.
Black and Abdallah. Bop, 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 bop. What's up, fellas?
Hello.
Baby's alive.
Yeah. Baby's alive.
Baby's alive.
Baby's alive. Don't worry about it.
You know what? You can find that in toy stores.
Super
Baby's
weak.
Alive.
Yeah. Baby's alive.
Wow. So just as we were predicted 24 hours ago, standing here in the same room, the Bulls do nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
And water's wet. Isn't that something? Not a surprise.
And, how about that? The team goes out and they get the support of the front office and they give a very nice effort.
Yeah.
Because of
they lose to
the
support, leftovers.
You know, the front office sits on their hands and they say, you know, you are all way too valuable to us. So we're not going to move you because what we're getting back is not worth it. So we're going to put our trust in this group figuring it out in the next 28 games. And what did they do?
They got their ass beat last night.
The Nets
they
had
told
one,
you exactly who they are.
The Nets had one starter that averages over 9 points a game.
Yeah.
One starter on the floor
yeah.
that averages over 9 points a game. and this team lost to them. Blew a lead.
They had two guards that scored 13 points each in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Pretty good. But not
continuity.
How about the second quarter when Joe Harris is banging 5 threes?
Yeah.
That's what he's there for.
The Bulls didn't hit a three until the third quarter last night.
Outscored on the threes, 17 threes to 5. That means you're 36 points in the hole.
Yeah. Almost every team in the NBA made some form of move.
28
Everyone
out of 30.
Everyone but Cleveland, and Cleveland did their move in the summer when they got Donovan Mitchell.
You can't tell me that there wasn't one move really out there for a shooter. And here's the thing. If you couldn't find a move, that was probably your signal to be like, nah, it's time to get rid of some guys. Is 28 games really going to tell you that this team is better than they are?
I don't think that's the case. I think they're well aware, and they just couldn't get what they wanted, so they didn't just trade away guys just to remove them from the team. They're going to blow it up this summer, 100%.
Yeah.
That listening to AK yesterday, I think it's very obvious they're going to blow the team up.
Well, they are
going to
re-sign Vooch.
Great.
Well, I'd say this.
He's having a damn good year.
If you want to get into that, I think Vooch is the one player that's actually played pretty well this season.
He has, and
he actually is worth a new contract if he's asking you for a max deal.
But he's not.
But if you blow it up, what's the point of having one?
You still need a center.
No, I understand that. But if you're going to pay to have one, you're just going to have one guy out there and then hope to be bad and tank again. Just get rid of everybody. See what you can get from.
I don't think they're going to tank. I don't see it.
We've seen that AK's flipped the roster before.
I thought it was very interesting for him to, and you heard the soundbite like we all did, with him talking about free agency and the draft. Who talks about that in February? He said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We understand that's the ultimate goal, but he said it out loud in a clear voice. Like, oh, so you've already turned the page on this season. Whatever happened, that's what happened.
Right, exactly. And he also said when they made their moves, it was the summer. He pointed that out, too, mm-hmm. for people who are concerned. Like, they didn't do anything yesterday. His retort was, we did all of our work to flip this roster from what it was in the summer. So you can do things in the summer. The game goes to halftime, right? Yeah. And I'm like, all right. I see the Bulls Twitter feed. It's like about 13 minutes of AK speaking. I'm like, all right, that'll be perfect timing. By the time he's done, the second half will start up. So I'm watching it. I'm like, the thing I walked away with from watching that is like, oh yeah, this team is not going to be together in the summer, and they're just going to move guys just at a later speed than what we expected them to move them from.
So does that start with Zach? One assist Zach.
Well, he showed out though. He had his points.
Come on, 38.
He was there.
Please
don't worry about the 13 he gave up on the other end in the fourth quarter. But
I don't need your NBA TV analysis of the he showed out.
Oh, he showed out.
All right. Don't give me the he showed out.
There's all these.
Did he have any cool dunks?
There's all these fan bot accounts who like they do is promote local players, even though the team's losing.
Yeah,
and it's like, are y'all even watching the games?
I'm gonna make a bold prediction.
Oh, wow. On a Friday?
Yeah.
Wow.
I have no inside knowledge of this. It's just...
That's not true.
My
look at the face. Bam! Nailed it. Go ahead, Cap. Tell me what you just found out on the phone.
My prediction is Arturas Karnišovas will not be the general manager or executive VP of the Bulls 2 years from now.
Daniel Greenberg, you hear that?
No, there's nothing there, Daniel Greenberg. I made a prediction. He'll walk out.
Hopefully he gives credit to the station when he posts something.
No, he does in like the second tweet.
Yeah, hopefully he gives a little credit to ESPN 1000.
Yes, he aggregates everything the Cap says.
Yeah, everything, but he doesn't add our station to
it. He does on the next tweet.
It doesn't count.
Here's the link to the podcast. Here's the link to the podcast.
It doesn't count.
Get out of here with that.
David Kaplan, first to report, Karnišovas out in 2 years.
All I said was, my gut feeling is he's going to walk away. He'll take another job and go somewhere else. I don't have intel on this. Just me making a prediction.
All right, let's play with this. Because I think this is something that I think we could get into. How did AK get the job? Right? Because we're watching everything take place yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You say, what were the credentials that AK had to land this gig?
Came from Denver.
Mm-hmm. And how did Denver build their team?
Through the draft?
Yes. They built through the draft. And more importantly, how are they at the spot that they're in right now? They drafted someone in the second round who's now won two back-to-back MVPs.
And might win a third.
Yeah,
but have they won anything?
No. But I guess my point is, that's a great draft pick. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, what did they accomplish in Denver?
They took a chance that you on my old show begged people to do, and I said, yeah, no, he's healthy, and you were right. They took a chance on Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah.
With a bad back.
Bad back. He's kind of figured it out. He's had injury issues, player. But he's pretty good.
That's a pretty good roster there.
They never won anything, though, right? Denver never won anything.
No, but are we going to only judge if you got a ring? Because they're going up at that time against, some people say, the best team of all time.
How far have they ever made it?
I guess the point I'm trying to get to is we expect this team to be a world-class team fighting for championships, but the person that we went out to bring in, he never got to that point. So why should we expect AK to be able to make these moves to get them to that next level? I don't know. I'm the other piece of the story, though, is he's a Adrian Wojnarowski guy. And the reason he got the Bulls job is because Woj was pushing hard that he was the next great GM in the league, the next great president of a basketball ops, right? Like, that was a real thing.
Well, the guy they wanted was Sam Presti.
Right.
And they were actually in there. And then the pandemic hit. Presti gets, I think it's $9 million a year for like 8 more years. And he went, I'm building a house here. We got this pandemic. Yeah, I'm out.
I just think that, like, well, AK had good credentials.
Yes.
But the Nuggets never won anything. And they basically flipped a second-round pick, which is one of the great all-time picks in draft history, which is very difficult to duplicate, right? And they're a good team, still haven't won anything. And he had the push from Woj to get into the spotlight to be a guy, to be a candidate.
Sure.
I'm just saying, like, watching yesterday, it's not like I'm expecting him to move the world and to immediately turn this team into a championship team. It's just, I don't know if AK's credentials are really much different than what we're seeing right now.
Well, but also, don't forget, there is, in the Acme, there is an ME.
Yeah. Okay.
Mark Eversley was supposed to come in with all these connections,
the Nike
to agents and Nike and ShoeCon and all this kind of stuff.
For free agents.
And for the guys that would have said, hey, I want to come play on the ball. He was supposed to be the guy that's like, hey, you should come. He's the one that's supposed to have the connections with the agents and the players from Nike.
Where's that?
Where is it?
That's my point with this group is that, you know, a couple of years moving past when they first got hired, that's what they were sold as. Second of all, can we get Eversley on Cap and Jay Hood in the morning? Can we get Eversley on Cap and Jay Hood?
On any show. Any show.
I want to hear from Mark Eversley. Yeah. I think he's good as far as a public speaker. I like hearing his thoughts.
Yeah.
Can we get him on a show? Is that possible?
Let me just point something out here. You spoke about the Denver Nuggets and Cap. Listen to what Chris is saying. It's one thing to acquire a generational talent or a really good player. Just say Jokic is a really good player, MVP, a couple times. But there's a difference between getting a solid player to lead your team and a solid team to be able to get over the hump. Denver will never get over the hump. This is even in the West, I think that can be had. Look what the West is right now. Even the Sacramento Kings are competing in the top five of the West. But that team peters out at the worst moments in the playoffs because of Golden State, because of layered talent, because of terrific coaching. Nothing against Michael Malone. I'm just saying that Jokic is one guy, but what about the rest of the team?
They never got to the finals.
And it just won't happen this year.
I can't hold that against them because Golden State has been generationally good.
Yeah.
They won 54-28, 46-27, 47-25, 48-34, 38-18 this year. They're more than just Nikola Jokic. That's a damn good run. They're going to their fifth straight playoff. They've gone to Western Conference semi, Western Conference final, Western Conference semi, and then they got knocked out in the first round.
Yeah, but you can't say the Warriors are the excuse every year because there's been years where Steph's been hurt and Klay's missed 2 years.
I mean, the Warriors had the worst record in the league one of those years.
There's been opportunities. Yeah. So don't say that the Warriors are the juggernaut. Yeah, they have been, but there's been years where they, like Chris said, had the worst record in the NBA. Like, there's been opportunity.
Let's dig in a little bit. If Karnas Čovas is unhappy about the situation with the Bulls, keep in mind he's in the chair to change it. If he's not changing it, if you can't really decipher the difference between guard packs and this regime, then that's a major problem, right? Mm-hmm. Either you're going to unplug this thing or you add on to what you already have. And all of this whole conversation stems from whether or not you're going to pay Zach LaVine or not. The whole thing is about Zach LaVine, because you're not hitching your wagon to DeMar DeRozan to lead you out of the doldrums. It's not happening. You have to have talent. And by the way, I'm not talking about, like, you know, super teams, because we're out of that. No matter if Durant went to Phoenix or not, we're done with the super team era. We're done with that. It's about being able to draft well, to keep free agents, and build on what you have. As we know, Chris, in this NBA, there's always been good regular season teams. Like, boy, good regular season team, tough out in the playoffs, and they get bounced. That's what Denver is. You know, that's what they've been. That's what Utah's been.
Denver proves me wrong. I just feel like the way they're set up, Nikola Jokic is pretty easy in a seven-game series to kind of, like, exploit defensively, which then takes away some of his brilliance on the offensive end. That's just my opinion. If they prove me wrong this year, then I'll admit I was wrong. They could win a championship. But I think when you look at it, like watching the game last night with the group that's on the floor for this Bulls team, it is so obvious there's no dog in the fight. No fight in the dog.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Like Caruso's basically the only one that gives a damn.
That x-ray's empty. There's no dogs. Like, no dogs in the ribcage.
And I appreciate DeMar DeRozan's game, but he's just kind
of... Well, here's the thing,
right? It's not... There's no urgency to this team whatsoever.
If AK's made his money in the second round, why couldn't they trade someone for 5 second-round picks like everybody was throwing around like candy yesterday? Like, everyone's trading for 4 second-round picks, 3 second-round picks, 5 second-round picks. If that's where you think that you can, everybody that's like, I say second round picks don't matter because the Bulls have sold them before because they're just cash, basically. And everybody's like, oh, well, Jokic, you found Jokic, and this person was, okay, but for every guy that you can say is a Jokic, there's 100 guys that didn't make it.
Cap, I'm just telling you that if there's going to be significant moves, you need to trade pieces to get better. You're going to hit the roof when they trade Patrick Williams. I'm telling you. That's
right. What happened last night? Billy Donovan said he was healthy. He didn't play, for the entire fourth quarter?
He did not play him. He said, we needed energy, and I liked the group I had on the floor.
Well, as a young guy, if you're being told that you don't bring energy, what are you here for?
He was yelling at Zach at one point,
too. My God, it's the Knicks. They're going to play young players.
I mean, I'm looking back at their drafts in Denver. Bones Highland at 26. They had Christian Braun from Kansas at 21.
Yeah, but AK Michael wasn't Porter. There.
I thought Bones Highland was a caddy.
He's very good.
That's good. That's a good joke. That's
Michael,
a golf joke.
Michael Porter at 14.
Like
Donovan Mitchell, who that was a draft day deal where they traded him to Utah. Jamal Murray, Malik Beasley.
Beasley, Murray, Jokic. Those are good.
Really good Porters. Players.
Good players. Yeah. Again, in Roderick James is in the Twitch chat suggesting that the Nuggets are just an incredible juggernaut, and then we all need to pay respects. I'm joking, Roderick. Don't get mad. I see you in the Twitch chat. I'm just saying, like, they haven't won anything, and I'm going to be out saying that this team, I don't think, can get it done until they prove me wrong. Just it.
All right, guys.
That's it. That's what we got. Super Bowl? What do you guys think?
What do you guys,
Super
Bowl? What do you guys got?
I'm playing the Chiefs.
You wearing the dog head?
No, I'm going on vacation tomorrow. My phone is going to be put away, and I'm going to have a good time.
But fly, Eagles, fly.
Half of that's right.
Huh?
Half of that's true.
Correct.
The phone part?
Yeah, the phone. He's definitely
Could you do what Aaron Rodgers is doing and go in, like, a dark room for 4 days?
Dude, I'm claustrophobic.
Alone. Retreat?
No. It could be a big room. We could make it a big room. We could get you a dark banquet hall.
No.
Ooh. No phones.
No interest.
Nothing.
I'm going to zero.
Just you and your thoughts.
Vicky's cookies are here. I'm going to start eating.
Oh, damn.
Oh.
Cookies are here.
Cookies.
All right. Black and Abdallah coming up next.
All right.
We would like to thank Vicky McHenry, a great listener. Thank you for making cookies for the whole station. Ornate with our shows on it. You're amazing.
I watch a lot of baking shows. The icing work, the piping work, it's hard to do.
Hard piping?
If you pardon the expression.
She's amazing.
It's hard to do.
Good piping, Vicky.
It is Black and Abdallah coming up next. Cap really hates you.